Hello.
Hi, Willie.
Bacon.
How you doing, Willie? My name is Jesse. I'm calling from National Opinion Survey, and I'm not trying to sell anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey about issues facing your community and the nation. I was wondering, you have a few minutes to ask a few questions?
Real quick, go ahead.
Perfect. Okay, Mr. Willie, let's go ahead and get started.
Yep.
Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. And you are older than 18 and registered to vote, right?
Right.
Okay. Just to be sure we're representing everyone, may I ask your nationality?
African American.
Okay. Let's see here. I know it's still a long ways away, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely will.
Okay. And your age, sir, if you don't mind me asking?
73.
And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in the November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not all motivated to vote this year, and 10 meaning that you are extremely motivated to vote, you may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Okay. Sorry about that. Generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat close, not that close, or not close at all?
Very close.
Very close. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
Okay. Is that strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Okay. I'm doing a great job so far, sir. Thinking about the direction the country is headed, in generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction? Very satisfied, okay. And generally speaking, would you say your personal economical situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting better.
Getting better? Okay. Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select upon two. So I'm going to read a list, okay? Border security, protecting and straightening Social Security and Medicare, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, combating division and racism, protecting abortion rights, improving K through 12 public school education, making college more affordable and forgiving students debt, creating more jobs and raising wages, reducing crime, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, passing common sense guns reform to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people. Which ones of those two would you select are the main focus points?
The main would be the security issue. Second would be the abortion issue.
Okay, abortion. Here we go. And you said border security?
Social security.
Social security. I'm sorry. Okay, protecting and straightening Social Security and Medicare. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I like to rate your feelings towards some people and organization using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, or 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, okay? Depending on how you feel, if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. We'll start with Cornel West. Cornel West.
0
Okay. Joe Biden.
100
100 Donald Trump?
0
0 Okay. Kamala Harris?
100
Okay. Democrats in Congress?
75
75 Okay. How about Tim Scott?
0
0 Republicans in Congress?
0
0 Okay. Hakeem Jeffries?
95
95 Okay. We'll go on to the next. And now it's still a long ways ways off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Jill Stein, I'm sorry, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote if you are undecided? What was that?
Biden.
Okay. And you have, and you have recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
Yes.
A lot or some?
A lot.
Okay. And has what you've read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
More favorable.
Okay, more, much more favorable or somewhat more favorable?
Much more.
Okay. And just bear with me. I know some of these questions sound repetitive, but it's just the way the survey comes up, sir. Okay. Now, I am going to ask for a brief statement. It's like a sentence. And in your own words, please tell me, okay? And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel more favorable towards the Biden administration? In your own words,
CHIPS
please.
Act. CHIPS Act passed, reducing drug prescription, cap on insulin, transportation bill passed, infrastructure passed, all of those creating jobs. Enough said.
Okay, sounds good to me. We're about 65% done, so just bear with me. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing?
Yes.
Yes, is that yes a lot or yes some?
A lot.
A lot, okay. And has what you've read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him?
Less favorable.
Okay. So I have to somewhat more favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat more unfavorable, or much more unfavorable?
Much more unfavorable.
Okay, fair enough. And what have you heard, seen, what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel less favorable towards Donald Trump?
He wants to be a dictator. Get rid of democracy.
democracy. Okay? In your own words, I put, he wants to be a dictator and wants to get rid of democracy. Does that sound right?
Yes.
Moving on to the next. Okay, now I'd like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African American community right now? You may choose two, okay? So I'm going to read a list, and you tell me which ones you feel are greater threat to the African American community, okay? A lack of greater economical opportunities and jobs in your community. The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms. Stagnant wages and rising costs. The rise of white supremacy and nationalism. The lack of quality education opportunities. Rising crime and violence. Donald Trump getting elected president again. Cuts the social safety net like Social Security. Which two of those are a greater risk to our African American community, sir?
Stagnant wages and the Supreme Court getting rid of freedom.
Okay. Let's move on to the next one. So for each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump would be better at dealing with that issue. I'm going to read you this, and you tell me, okay? So you tell me which one is much better at dealing with. Security our borders. Who do you think is better at dealing with that, Biden or Trump?
Biden.
Biden, much better or somewhat
much
better?
Better.
Okay.
Much better.
The rise of white supremacy and nationalism. Who's better at dealing
Trump.
With that? Trump, is that somewhat better or much better?
Much better.
Okay. Implementing common sense gun reforms that help to keep guns out of hands of people who shouldn't have them.
Biden.
I'm sorry to ask you after each question, but I just have to specify, okay? Much better, Biden, or somewhat better?
Much better, Biden.
Okay. Protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare. You think?
Much better, Biden.
Biden, okay. You're doing a great job, sir. Thank you there for helping me out. Growing the income and increasing economic opportunities for people like you and I.
Much better, Biden.
Biden, okay. Bringing down the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
Much better, Biden.
I believe I heard you state that once already, right? Okay. Let's go ahead to the next one. And generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less favorable towards him?
More favorable.
More favorable. Much more favorable or somewhat more favorable?
Much more favorable.
Okay. And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up alleged affairs with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 elections. Generally speaking, do you think the trial was fair or unfair?
Fair.
Fair. Okay. Very fair or somewhat fair?
Very fair.
Okay. All right, we're almost done here. We just have a few more to go. Since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with that statement?
Disagree.
Is that strongly disagree, sir, or somewhat disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Okay. And how often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media?
I don't do social media. I do news.
News? Okay. So the key word right here is social media. You said news. I don't believe the news is social media unless we, in the world we live in today, is considered that. I would like your personal opinion on that.
That's what is news considered social media or what?
Yeah. Is it considered social media, the news?
No.
No? Okay. So these are our options right here. Very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. Switching gears a little bit. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only, okay? What is the last grade of schooling that you have completed, sir? First through 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certification, college graduate, high school graduate, okay? Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, widowed?
Married.
Okay. Do you have children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat liberal.
Somewhat liberal. Okay. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Never.
Okay. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, or about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
I would say about half.
About half. Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Urban.
Okay. Were one or more of your grandparents born in the United States? I'm sorry, were no. one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
Okay. Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Okay. Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Okay. Do you identify yourself a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
No.
Okay. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for participating, sir. I highly appreciate your time and effort here, and I hope you have yourself a wonderful evening. You've been a great sport, man.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Willie.